Good afternoon. I'm Sean Canaan with the WMNF News headlines. The Minneapolis police officer who was seen on video kneeling on the neck of George Floyd until he died has been arrested and charged with third-degree murder. Floyd was handcuffed and died after pleading that he could not breathe. The Hennepin County attorney says Derek Chauvin was charged with third-degree murder and manslaughter after his office gathered enough evidence to prove the charges beyond a reasonable doubt. He said a criminal complaint would be made available later. The charges come after 3 days of protests, which had been escalating in disruption. President Trump has added fuel to racial fires, calling violent protesters thugs. Trump tweeted today that when the looting starts, the shooting starts. Overnight, protesters outraged by the death of George Floyd torched a Minneapolis police station. Trump's tweet about the shooting drew another warning from Twitter, which said he had violated rules about glorifying violence. The official White House account later reposted the comment, which was also flagged by the social media giant. The White House says the president did not glorify violence. He clearly condemned it. There are at least three scheduled protests this weekend in Tampa. Tomorrow, Tampa Bay Students for a Democratic Society is organizing an event to demand justice for George Floyd and community control of the police and to stand in solidarity with all victims of police violence. It's from 2 until 4 in the afternoon on the corner of 56th Street and Fowler near Temple Terrace. A Facebook user named Spitchard Renser is hosting an End Police Brutality Tampa rally at 3 tomorrow afternoon at Tampa Police Headquarters, 411 North Franklin Street in downtown. And on Sunday, the group Tampa for Justice plans a march from Tampa Police District 3 office to police headquarters beginning at noon. The group encourages demonstrators to wear a mask. Two-thirds of Floridians have experienced some income loss or work disruption because of the coronavirus pandemic. That information comes from a recent statewide poll by the University of South Florida and Nielsen. Joshua Scacco is assistant professor of political communication at USF.
We launched a representative statewide survey of 600 Floridians that essentially asked individuals about the state of coronavirus, their own personal concerns, their evaluations of government performance, as well as the ways in which their own personal finances and work life had been disrupted. This was an online survey where individuals were chosen. They were chosen based on representative nature so that the final sample of this survey matched the overall population of Florida based on demographics. So gender, race, ethnicity, as well as region. So we have a nice balance that way.
How hard has the economic hit been to Floridians?
So what we find is that two-thirds of Floridians have in some ways faced some sort of income loss and or work disruption because of the coronavirus situation. So the results suggest that the economic impacts are widespread, but are also being disproportionately shouldered by particular segments of society.
So there's racial differences, but there's also socioeconomic differences. Why don't you lay those out right now?
Yeah, so what we see in the data is we see that low-income Floridians in particular are actually the individuals that are really facing a disproportionate burden right now. So low-income Floridians are more likely to say that they have been laid off. They are also significantly less likely to say that they were financially prepared for this situation. So what this suggests is that really this is a perfect storm for both health and economic impacts, where pre-existing societal inequities that have been in place, structural factors related to race and ethnicity, but also income factors as well, are combining with health disparities at this particular moment to produce disproportionate impacts on particular segments of the population.
That's Joshua Scacco, assistant professor of political communication at USF, speaking about the results of a recent statewide poll about how Floridians are handling the coronavirus pandemic. We'll hear more on the WMNF News headlines next hour at 4:30, including how Floridians' routines have changed. Well, tonight in the Tampa Bay area, you can expect scattered thunderstorms with overnight lows in the mid-70s. Tomorrow, afternoon showers or thunderstorms with high temperatures in the high 80s, partly cloudy on Sunday. I'm Sean Canaan with the WMNF News headlines on 88.5 FM, on WMNF.org, and on the WMNF app.